me.
Hi, stranger.
I'm so glad you're back from your trip. Thanks for letting me come by.
Yeah, you know how I feel about boozy brunches with the girls. Just not a fan. Especially when my closest friend lives just a few blocks from the restaurant. Oh, yeah, I'd love a cup of coffee. Need any help? Okay, I'll just do my usual and get comfy on your couch while you do all the work. I can't wait to hear about your travels. Oh, I got the nice mug this time. God, this smells so good. You make a great cup of coffee. You're gonna make some woman very happy someday. Right, when you find the right one. I guess you're stuck hanging out with me until that happens. No, stuck wasn't the right word. I don't feel stuck when I'm around you. I mean, we've been besties for a long time. You know I'd rather spend time with you over anyone else. In fact, my girlfriends were giving me shit about it at brunch. Nothing. Never mind. Just stupid stuff. Well, they said there's no such thing as a guy just wanting to be friends with a girl.
You're gonna make me spell it out, huh?
They said you definitely want more with me. That you, okay, now, mind you, there were a few mimosas in the tank. They said you 100% want to get in my pants. I told them that was ridiculous. I mean, we've been friends for how many years? I'd be able to tell. I would. Right? Be able to tell? You're looking at me in a strange way. No. No way. Oh my god. You're not saying a word. You're not denying it? Please say something. Oh god, not that. Please say something other than they're right? I feel like an idiot. I mean, is this a recent thing? What? From the very start? But you've always been my shoulder to cry on. I mean, the things I've told you about my relationships, my failed relationships. Oh my goodness. The things I've told you, and you never said a thing. Why? Hey, I'm over here. Can you look at me? Just be honest with me, okay? Ruin it? How would telling me ruin anything? But I do like you back. You already know that. Well, okay, you're right. Not in that way. I've never thought of you in that way. Okay, that sounded terrible. I don't mean it like that. Look, I get it. I know you're shy. I mean, you know I know that. I've tried to fix you up with so many people, and you've been too shy to pursue a relationship with any of them. I mean, was there ever a second date? That's only part of it? Oh. You didn't want another relationship to succeed. I'm really struggling with what to do with this information. You think? Of course it's going to affect our friendship. I'm just trying to figure out how... Here, just come sit next to me, instead of all the way across the room like you always do. Shh, no, no sorries. I think there's blame here to go around. Although, I am so embarrassed now by the things I've told you. And I know I told you to look at me, but the way you're looking at me now is... It's different. You look like you want to ask me something, but you can't bring yourself to do it. What is it? What do you want to ask me? God, I don't know why, but that very sweet request somehow feels like the most intimate thing you could ask of me right now. But all you've asked is to hold my hand. Alright, friend, let's do this. Permission granted. Okay, I was right. This feels so intimate. It feels so... no, not wrong. It 100% does not feel wrong. It feels warm. I feel warm. It feels comfortable. And the way you're holding my hand and looking at me, oh God, I hope I don't regret saying this. I feel cherished in a way that I've never felt before. It's you. You make me feel cherished. And when I replay it all, the story of us, it's always been that way. It's taken you years to get up the courage to hold my hand. I'm not sure I can rely on you to take the next step in my lifetime. So, I'm gonna make a proposal here, okay? I'm thinking we should try out a kiss, but, okay, you look a little happy and a little worried, and that's just how I feel, but if it feels weird to either of us, if it feels like we're not meant to be kissing, you know, each other, no judgment, we'll just try to pretend it didn't happen. I know that will be difficult. So, how do you want to... Oh, fuck. You, that, sweetie, honey, I'm gonna call you those words now, a lot. Sweetie, I need and want another kiss. Mm. Mm. Where did you... I mean, who taught you to kiss like that? No, never mind. I don't want to know. So, you know all those times I apparently overshared with you? About how I reach a point? How I get so turned on that I... Oh, fuck. You've remembered every word. Yes. I have to take care of myself. I'm at that point. But I don't want to take care of myself. I want you to take care of me. Will you do that? Oh, really? It would be your pleasure? Well, I'm hoping I'll be able to say the same. But wait. I just have to say that, and don't take this the wrong way, I've never thought about you as having a penis. Okay, you're laughing. Oh, really? You're pretty sure you have one? Oh god, you're standing up. Okay, this is so fucking weird and great. Yes, take off your shirt. You... Look at you. I mean, I should say I love looking at you. Your shoulders and chest. Oh god, you're doing it. Your pants. Oh, I didn't picture you as a boxer kind of guy. Nope, fine with me. And they're coming off. Oh. Oh, honey. I take back what I said about your penis. You definitely have one. In fact, I'm not sure that word does you justice. You have a cock. A nice, firm cock that's presently defying gravity. I like that you're hard and I haven't even taken anything off. Oh, sweetie, I know. It is the thought of being together. That's why heat and butterflies are coursing through my body. Now you have made me nervous. Would you undress me? I want you to be the one. You are suddenly very confident, mister. All I needed to do was give you the green light. But boy, did you wait a long time for the light to change. I'm so nervous how you're going to react to me. Oh my god, could I have worn a less sexy bra? I didn't know it. Oh god, you even say the sweetest things. I'm glad you think I make this bra sexy. And if that's what you really think, some of the other options in my lingerie drawer are gonna blow your sweet little mind. Yeah, you can. The clasp is in the front. Do you need help? Okay. Again, I don't want to know where you gained these life skills, but you got that off faster than I could, and... Oh god, your hands. No, it's fine. They're good. Your hands are right where I want them. Your mouth, too. Yes, I want you to kiss them. I love how you do that. How you're cupping my breast and holding it to your mouth. Again with that sweet talk. This is better than you dreamed. Well, I'm now wishing I'd had this dream. And you can do more of that. But I need you to take the rest of my clothes off. Right now. But I just want to warn you. It's a little embarrassing for me how I get when I'm turned on. So, fair warning, it's gonna be a situation. Yeah, I can help Shimi out. Oh, shit, I almost fell. I'm just a picture of grace right now. Oh my god, my choice of pennies may be even worse than the bra. Okay, I don't know what I'm so worried about. From the look in your eyes, I can tell that you don't care one little bit about the panties. Yes, you can slide them off. Oh god, what are you? You're sliding down onto your knees. Honey, what are you? Fuck, you're burying your face between my legs. Oh my god, the way you're talking. When did you become a talker? Yes, I like to hear it. Yes, I like that you like how I taste. My scent. I want you to want that. To say that. Oh, fuck, you're good at this. Oh, yes, I'll open my legs more. But I need to steady myself. Okay, good. Hands on your shoulders. Honey, if you keep doing that, your warm tongue swiping across my clit. Oh my god. Already? Oh fuck it. I'm gonna go. Sweetie. That was unexpected. No, that's good. Unexpectedly good. Come up here and hold me steady. You're so warm. You can kiss me, I don't mind. It's like I've marked your mouth with my taste and my scent. Oh, really? You like being marked? And why is that? Yes, it bonds you to me. Oh God, you are just silver-tongued. Where is this coming from? I love your words. I'm always so nervous about my body, thinking about how someone might react to it. But to hear you say that you'll never be able to stop thinking about me, desiring my taste, I'm kind of beaming about that. And I'm so glad you opened that door. Now, let's address this guy down here. Oh, God. I told you that I don't like blowjobs. Well, that's because they can sometimes feel like a chore. But right at this moment, there's nothing I want to do more than take you into my mouth. No complaints up there? I can feel your leg buckle. You okay, sweetie? Surprise! Yes, I've decided I like to kiss these heavy balls too. Oh God, they're pulling up so tight. And I have to say, your cock is taking on a slightly angry look. I don't want to finish you this way, at least right now. Don't get me wrong, I want you to mark me too, with your taste. I want to feel every pulse of you inside my mouth. But today, I just want to get you to a fever pitch and feel you inside of me. Yeah, you heard that right. Would you throw a couch pillow on the floor for my head? I don't want to be too old-fashioned here, but this first time with you, I really want to just lie on my back like this. Spread my legs like this and ask you to fill me, to slide your beautiful cock inside me. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, honey, I love the weight and the warmth of you on top of me. The way you move. Those slow, steady strokes. Yes, I like that rhythm. As I feel you slide out, I'm already thinking about... Ah, yes. That. The way you piston back inside me. Oh, sweetie. Thank you for asking, but I don't think it's going to happen a second time for me tonight. That's fine with me, because I want to watch every second of your undoing. Yes, sweetie, do you like that? The way my muscle ripple around you? I know it feels good. Your breath is getting ragged. Is it too much for you? My wet heat around you? I want it to be too much. I want my shy guy, my best friend, to lose control inside me. The look in your eyes. Yes, baby. Yes, inside me. Spill it inside of me. Oh, fuck. Your body is so tense. Yes. I feel your balls pulsing against my ass. Let it go. Let it go. No, you're right. That wasn't weird at all. It was just wonderful. And the way you kissed me and moaned into my mouth when you came, that made me feel part of it all. Even the way you came inside me made me feel cherished rather than just, you know, fucked. I'm glad you finally figured out that the only reason I was friends with you for all these years was so I could get in your pants. Yeah, it finally worked, didn't it?